Ladies and gentlemen, it's Janet McNally from Life Playground Coaching, coming to you today with my good friend Nicholas Prattley. We got a lot of positive feedback after our last session, and a lot of you asked would we continue the talks and share a bit more insight into both what Nick and I experience with our clients and in the world in general. So good afternoon, Nick. How are you, my darling?
Hi, Janet. How are you? Nice to see you.
Nice to see you again. And thank you yet again. I know it's getting near midnight with you, or it is already midnight, so I appreciate you taking the time.
I love it. Quiet in New York. It's good.
So, Nick, one of the things that I've been noticing lately is there's a lot of people questioning why are they doing what they are doing, and there's this feeling that there's something needs to shift and change for them. Is that something that you're experiencing on your side of the world? And if so, what's your insight there?
It is something that is consistently up for people. It's almost like, let's see, which way do we want to go here? Well, the time that we're in on the planet right now is moving out of the Piscean Age into the Aquarian Age. So the Piscean Age represented everything below the heart chakra. Aquarian represents everything above the heart chakra. We're learning how to unplug from the lower chakras and be driven by the upper chakras, because they're the ones that are related to spirit. And we're connected to the upper chakras where a spiritual being having a human experience, not the other way around. And we're just plugged into the lower chakras. It's all about here, Earth, being on just this physical plane. But we came from energy, and we're going back to energy. We can connect to that spiritual plane too. So there's this dramatic shift that's happening on the planet where we're unplugging from the lower chakras. And it's not that you're completely letting them go. It's just that the upper chakras are dictating what's happening in the lower chakras rather than the other way around. And the Piscean Age, or the lower chakras, was all about who had the money, who had the control, who had the power, all that stuff, rather than heart healing, compassion, intuition, guidance from spirit, all that stuff. So I feel like as that shift happens, people are going, wait, why am I working so hard? Why am I digging myself into the ground trying to make enough money? Why, we've created this amazing world, which is amazing, but there's a certain way that we can be with it so that we're fed by it and nurtured by it. And right now, there are a lot of people that are just in the rat race going, wait, this doesn't feel good anymore. And we become human doers rather than human beings. And when a human being was first on the planet, all we did was run around naked and live in trees. Yeah. And people are really starting to go, why can't I do that again?
And I think just firstly, for people out there that don't actually know what chakras are, chakras are energetic centers in our body. Scientifically, they've been proven, they're energy centers. There's different theories and thoughts in it that our chakras predispose us for certain experiences, for even diseases, etc. But generally, they're energy centers, and as Nick mentioned now, the bottom half ones are more about earth and connecting. So they're based on safety and security. Is the base chakra, the sacral chakra, is about creation and energy. And the third chakra, which is just in front of, around your belly button, or between your belly button or around your solar plexus, that's about you being in your power. So not that power that you're going to beat someone up, it's your power and your confidence, etc. The top half, spirit, so heart, love, trust. Throat is all about communication. Mind is all about intuition and insight. And then your crown chakra is about connection to spirit. So I just wanted to get that out there for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Very important.
You guys are kind of wondering, what is a chakra about? So that's really true. I think, look at it. We go back 200 years, we went through the industrial age. It was all about people going from having nothing to having something. And it all was based around money and who I am and what I have and what car do I drive, or going from a bigger house, you know, than their parents, etc. And, you know, that is the feel that I'm getting as well. There's people out there going, this isn't what I want anymore, you know.
Yeah.
Ultimately, if people are not happy, it doesn't matter whether you've got $1 million house, a $10 million house paid off. If you're not happy here, then up here you're not going to be happy.
Exactly. And it's been interesting because I've watched people that have millions and people that have nothing. And it's the same conversation.
Yeah.
It's the same conversation that says, wait, why am I doing this again? Why am I doing this again? And it's interesting to look at the energy behind that question. Why am I doing this again? It's that question in the mind that's saying, that's acknowledging it, what I'm doing right now doesn't feel good. So let me ask what the new question is, what I can recreate so that it does feel good. And as they go there, it's always a heart-based answer they're looking for, what feels good. So we're all changing our constructs from, it's not so much what I should be doing or what I need to be doing, what do I want to be doing? Because in the want, you get the should and the need, you know, if at all.
I also find, also with that energy as well, when we sit in this energy, that you simply can sit in, I don't use the word bliss, but it's bliss. You can actually have moments of bliss where it doesn't matter. Nothing else matters. And that's probably back to human being again, back to the topic, you know, the stuff that we brought up last week. When you're there, you can have them. Yeah, I know. I just had it. That's why I had to interrupt. So sorry about that. But it was like, I got it there. It was like a moment of bliss.
Mm-hmm.
And it, you know.
It's so simple.
Yeah.
It's so simple, and I mean, look, I'm the first one to raise my hand and admit that I don't always make it that simple. We're all plugged into the same world. We're all doing it all the time. But, you know, that's what we're here to do. We're one big family, and we're here to remind each other. Yeah. So one of us goes off track, like Janet will call me, and she'll be off track, and I'll be like, snap her back into line, and she'll do the same with me.
Yeah.
You know, all the time. Nobody has it perfect, but some of us have tools, and Janet and I have a lot of tools, and we just kind of go, oh, remember that one,
yeah.
And you just kind of readjust, and as you do that more and more, that muscle gets trained, and you feel better and better, and the question I think that needs to be asked right now is, what does your heart really want to say to you? Because often we're in the, let me figure it out, let me ask a million questions, let me see my therapist, let me read something, and that's all good. Not to take away anything from any of that stuff, because it's all helpful. And something that is also helpful and could ground all of that energy in a very powerful way is just sitting still and putting a hand on your heart and asking, what do you need right now?
Yeah.
And it's amazing to watch people have a conversation with their energy. Because if you're out of relationship with your energy, you're out of relationship with everything. We're energetic beings. We came from energy. We're going back to energy. We're living in energy. It's moving constantly in and out of form. We're energy. We're living right here. Between Janet and I right now, between you at home right now and I, there's energy. There's just energy. And we're so disconnected from this. And as we breathe, we connect to all that is. And as we just sit still and ask, hey, what do you need? Answers come.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to watch people just sit and the stuff they come up with, they're like, oh my God, I've been thinking about that for 3 months. Like, and I just got an answer right there. My heart told me, I just need you to take me for a walk every day and shut the F up for at least 30 minutes while you walk with me by the water.
Yeah.
That's all I need you to do. You know, and then you do it and you feel your heart blissfully happy in that. It's so beautiful and so simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
And something else that I love doing with people from a birth perspective is if we think about that energy, you know, it's all around us. And when we're, the senses are all activated when we're in love. You want to touch your lover, you want to kiss them, you want to smell them, you want to eat them, you want to...
You would do anything for them in that first month. You're there, and yeah.
Right. But the truth is that we can feel that way about ourselves all the time.
Yeah.
And when you're in your heart centered, your senses are activated. They're all alive. They're all vibrant. You feel alive, that effervescent, life is awesome. So for us to understand that this energy that's around us all the time is actually supporting that feeling of limitless freedom, love, joy, that like sparkly, effervescent feeling that just makes you go, ooh, that is available to us all the time. And if we can just remember to breathe and have a conversation with our hearts, be in tune with that energy, we can be in bliss all the freaking time. And fun because Janet and I talk about this all the time. And to be honest, we are in bliss consistently. And it really is about developing that relationship with our energy. And so Janet and I often say to each other, have you breathed in and out of your heart today? You know, have you spoken to your heart today? How's your heart today? Mm. And I do this with clients where I just say, breathe in through the nose, fill it up, and make it a pretty firm breath. So it's, and you just get to the top, and once you're at the top, you just let it go out of the heart. So you're not necessarily forcing it out of the heart. You focus on the inhale being strong, and then you just let it go. Inhale, let it go. Inhale, let it go. And on the exhale, you imagine light, energy, oxygen coming out of the heart. So
what is that shifting? What is that shifting from an energetic / emotional perspective when you do something like that, when you use that tool?
Well, the interesting thing is that the first part of the breath energetically goes up into the center of the brain, right in between the hemispheres. So it's starting to, and you actually feel it in the frontal lobe of your brain where a lot of activity goes on. You'll start to feel tingles in the front of your head, and that's when people start to feel a little like, oh, wow. But the tingle and that like, oh, feeling is actually thought slowing down and a little bit of a scramble going on. Right. So if you feel like you're being really heady and just another thought, when you're wanting to have a really heart-centered conversation with your lover, lie down so your head is in line with your heart. We're often talking like this.
Yeah.
And heads are above the heart. And nothing wrong with that, but most of the time our heads are busy and it's getting in the way of this.
Yeah.
So if you want a really heart-centered conversation, it's going to sound crazy. Sometimes I do it with myself. I'll lie down by my bed, look at myself in the mirror, and I'll have a conversation with myself.
So that would mean taking that a wee bit, you know, from a therapeutic session, you know, the traditional thing of going to see a psychiatrist was lying on a bed. So
exactly,
unawares or not,
exactly,
it was getting
you
to be in line with your heart center.
Totally, it's amazing the number of things that we say and do without even realizing what the energetic response of that thing is. Like often we'll get to the end of the day and we'll think about, somebody will say, oh, I'm going to Italy, you know, and you'll be like, oh, God, I'd love to, that sound, A-H, that's the manifestation sound. So without even realizing, you were already manifesting, I want to go to Italy, I'd love to go to Italy. Or you come home at the end of the day and you go, a bath.
Yeah.
Like, that's the manifestation sound. You're actually vibrating that, like, peaceful energy.
That surrender. That ah is a surrender. It's a manifestation sound, you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And we use it all the time without even realizing. Just like the therapist lying their clients down without even realizing.
Yeah.
There's an energetic response.
What's the aha?
Exactly. Yeah. So the first part of the breath goes into the frontal lobe of the brain and starts to quiet the mind. And then the rest of the energy comes down into the heart. So it's like you're quieting the mind and opening the heart. And if you just sit and do 25 deep breaths, and then just feel your center and just be quiet, you open your eyes and your heart's already started to open, and you can feel that energy. And it's the best thing to do when you're feeling too heavy, because you really want to start letting this run the show. And the question that we were asking when we first got on, and many of the questions that many people are having right now, are all around heart. And if we can just activate that energy and be still and listen to it, it guides us.
So two takeouts, people. Come from your heart, go into your heart firstly, and then take, when you need to connect with your heart, go into your breath. Lie down, go into your breath, and bring that energy into your heart for at least 20 breaths.
Exactly. And you can do that sitting up too, and then if you want to do more, lie down. I mean, you could do that for, I would recommend people do that for no more than 5 minutes. You know, people would probably get to about, it's a lot to breathe like that on your own.
Yeah.
You'll probably get to 3 or 4 minutes, and if you do 5, great. I probably wouldn't do more than that.
Yeah.
Unless you're really trained at doing the birth, you know, you can get up and kind of be lightheaded and stumble around a bit. We want you to take care of yourselves at
home. I've been doing the breath work for a year and a half, and I still get dizzy after a minute. So, you know, it's 5 minutes.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah. Janet, how do you feel the breath work has helped you in your heart-centeredness and heart opening?
Well, I actually experienced probably an opening bigger than the capacity I was prepared for, because it can be so powerful and you can have such an opening that the energy, I guess it's a bit like, as you said, the faintness, you know, the energy is there in your head, so it's actually your mind slowing down and everything's scrambling to sort itself out. I feel the same when you're doing, a lot of the breath work. Your body goes into scramble because it's doing something that's very different to your capacity. You know, my capacity wasn't mentally prepared for the capacity it would take me to. So,
you thought it was going to be.
Exactly. So, you know, that, and then I, you know, tingles, that's the thing. It was just like this complete, every single atom awakens in the body or is vibrating, which, you know, is, you know, as you know, I'm a huge fan of Abraham Hicks. You know, they talk about vibration and every single atom counts. And I don't know, there's something like 75 billion atoms. I'm completely wrong with that statistic, but each one is individual. But, you know, when I do the breath work, when we do particular concentrated sessions, It vibrates every single one of those atoms.
Yeah, amazing.
And that is cleansing, and that is bringing in light, that is, you know, yet again, as I'm talking, back to the heart, bliss again is coming in as I'm talking. So, yeah, it brings in that sort of calm event, you know, after the work, the calmness, the peace, the contentment.
Yeah. It's almost like, it's cool that we were talking about the chakras earlier, because the chakras are really the energetic anatomy of the body. You can't see it, but it's the energetic anatomy that everything else is built around. So if we're using energy, pulling energy in through the body with breath, it's feeding that energetic anatomy. And as we let the energy in, it just opens those centers up. And the center of that system is the heart. And as we breathe in and open that, the whole system is open. And you're just like, that's how I'm supposed to feel all the time.
That's kind of, you know, the other thing like heaven is a place on earth. You know, we look at it in that literal sense.
Yeah.
So if your heart is the center, and your lower chakras are what ground you, but your heart allows you to have a connection to a higher self, etc. Yes. That kind of is the home for, you know, heaven is a place on earth, because you're in your heart on this planet, you know, and that's having the spiritual. The Aboriginals, you know, that we all know our Aboriginals here in Australia, that they believe being on earth is a dream state, I think. I might have to correct it there, but you know, they're having their spirits that are having an experience on earth.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They call it dream states. They call being present here the dream state.
Mm. Beautiful. Which is, I guess, why their kind of philosophy talks about the dream time.
And maybe that's what it is. Maybe I got that wrong. So, yeah, dream time.
That's amazing. That's beautiful, and that makes sense. And that's perfect, because that brings us back full circle, because what we were talking about earlier was people just asking, why am I doing what I'm doing? Again, why am I working so hard? And then being plugged into, in some way, that possibility of maybe I could just live in a tree again. Maybe I could just live with nature. Maybe I could just be a human being just enjoying my planet. Maybe I could. And people, without even realizing, are starting to ask, how do I create my heaven on earth?
Yeah.
How do I be and live on heaven on earth? Because right now, we're in physical form. We're not going anywhere. This is it. This is heaven. And if we're connected to ourselves energetically, we can see that. So the breath, the heart, conversations with our energy.
I would say then some of the you know, the real earth things. So being responsible for how you spend money, for, you know, how you treat other people, you know, stuff like that. You know, don't go and buy the $10 million house if you don't have $10 million, you know. You know, be responsible for yourself, because responsibility also keeps your heart, comes in the heart, keeps you in that heart, loving, caring space, because you don't stress, you know what I mean? So combining breath, heart, and, you know, being responsible for everyday actions, you know, you could actually lead a very grounded, powerful, loving, heart-centered life.
Beautiful. And exactly what Jana just said is what we're going to be teaching in New York on July 21st for our workshop. She just outlined the syllabus right there. So July 21st in New York City, locations to be advised. We will be working for one day with a group of people, maybe more, really talking about how to integrate tools and certain ways of being in your life so that you are supporting your heart, because often we don't even know how to do that, supporting our heart in a way that it continues to speak to us, it continues to be in relationship to us, and we to it, and we become spiritual beings having, human beings having a spiritual experience, and we unplug from being human doers and into human beings.
Yeah.
And we get to be in a state of bliss. It is possible. It's not a question of whether it's possible or not. It's a question of whether we're creating a structure in our lives so that we are being that bliss.
So we're going to teach with that structure actions that, you know, you can take every day to have that state of well-being and happiness and joy, and it's going to be really cool, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Lots
people
of fun.
Just be warned, he and I are naughty together.
We will have a blast.
Yeah,
and the best part of it is that you will, every step of the way, feel really good.
Absolutely. Well, I think this might be a good time to close this session. It's been gorgeous. I'm going to go away and just do a bit of, you know, centering on what we spoke about. And I know, like, you know, with your time, we appreciate that. Appreciate you staying up late for us.
Absolutely.
But I mean, I love these conversations, so let's connect next week and let's explore other areas that we're finding relevant with our clients and with our families and with our friends around the globe, and, you know, have a chat about them and, learn to live awesome. In bliss.
Beautiful. Learn to live bliss. Love it.
Magic.
There's a book right there.
Learn to live. A co-written one.
The what?
A co-written one. We'll do it together. We'll share it.
Okay. Beautiful. And for anybody at home, if there's anything going on in your life that you'd like guidance on, that maybe, you know, what Jen and I are finding a lot of is that there's a consistent theme to what people are asking and questioning and wanting to know right now. And you may find that you're in a similar category, or you have to bring something completely new. Either way, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah,
anything
absolutely.
You need, we are here to be in service for you. So
absolutely.
Let us know.
Magic. All right, my darling friend, thank you so much. Love you. And we'll chat next week. Ciao.
Awesome.